5-8-8 beep tone level, 5-8-9 tuning dial torque, 5-8-10 linear amplifier control, 6 optional accessories, 6-1 crystal filter installation, 6-2 voice synthesizer unit VS-1 installation, 6-3 interface IC kit IC-10 installation, 6-4 other accessories, 7 block diagram, 8 schematic diagram, 9 specifications and accessories, 9-1 specifications, 9-2 accessories, 10 reference, 10-1 antenna installation, 10-1-1 fixed station, 10-1-2 mobile, 10-2 mobile operation, 10-2-1 installation, 10-2-2 noise reduction, 10-3-4 battery capacity, 10-3 radio frequency allocation. 1. Features. 1. Wide dynamic range. New advances in circuit design have been made with 102 dB dynamic range, 500 Hz IF bandwidth possible. 2. General coverage reception from 100 kHz to 30 MHz, in addition to transmission and reception on all amateur bands from 1.8 to 30 MHz. The TS-440S provides a continuous tuning general coverage receiver with a range 100 kHz to 30 MHz. 3. Automatic antenna tuner. With the optional built-in automatic antenna tuner, will operate from 3.5 to 28 MHz. All mode operation, upper sideband, lower sideband, CW, AM, FM, and AFSK modes are provided. 5. 100% continuous duty cycle. Transmission at 100% duty cycle is possible for relatively long durations, 1 hour or less in any mode, including FM and AFSK. 6. CW full break-in. Full break-in operation is possible in the CW mode. Rapid transmit-receive switching also makes the radio suitable for data communications in SSB mode, such as AMTOR. Built-in XIT. XIT, transmitter incremental tuning, allows fine-tuning of the transmitter frequency. 8. Switchable IF bandwidth. The IF band switch allows you to tailor the receiver bandwidth to the operating conditions. Several selections are provided. Auto, W, that's wide, M1, that's medium 1, M2, medium 2, N, narrow. When the auto position has been selected, the radio will select the optimum bandwidth for the selected mode of operation. Switchable AGC time constant. A switch is provided to select either fast or slow AGC action. 10. All mode switch. 11. Built-in RF power SWR meter. 12. Versatile frequency control. Accurate frequency selection is possible due to the use of single reference oscillator circuit. Continuous tuning of all frequencies through the use of a digital VFO technology. The basic 10-cycle step tuning rate is modified according to the selected mode for optimum tuning speed and accuracy. An automatic fast scan function is also provided. Dual digital VFOs A/B enable cross-band, cross-mode operation. 100 channel memory, including 10 odd split channels, stores a frequency band and mode. Memory scan and 2 programmable scan ranges. Direct entry of the desired frequency using a front panel numeric keyboard is also possible. A memory scroll function allows review of the memory channel contents. Selection of the desired memory channel is possible using either the tuning dial or microphone up-down push buttons. The TF switch function is useful for split frequency operation. An optional tone unit, TU-8, may be used in conjunction with odd split memory channels to allow 10-meter repeater operations with CTCSS access. Optional computer interface, built-in long-life memory backup battery. Two-color fluorescent display tube indicates frequency and other operational data. 13. Front panel control of tuning dial torque is provided. 2. Installation. 2-1. Precaution. 1. Avoid direct sunlight and select a dry, well-ventilated location. 2. Since heat sink is on a rear panel, avoid placing the equipment with the bottom and rear sides close to a wall or desk. When installing the equipment in an automobile, ensure adequate ventilation. Install the equipment in a location where the rear does not make direct contact with the seat and is not directly exposed to vibration. Avoid installing the equipment in front of the car heater air outlet. The standard operating voltage of the equipment is 13.8 volts DC. Do not operate below 12 or over 16 volts. 2-2, fixed station. Interconnection. The TS-440S requires more than 18 amps at 13.8 volts DC when transmitting at full power. Use a PS-50 or PS-430 supply for fixed stations. Note, the PS-50 base station supply is needed for continuous transmission operation. 2-2-2, grounding. Caution. Never use a gas pipe or electrical conduit pipe. Notes. A ground connection that is a quarter wavelength or its multiple may provide a good DC ground, but will not provide a good RF ground. A city water pipe cannot be used as good earth in some cases. Making good earth connection is important for preventing danger such as electrical shock and emitting a high-quality signal with minimum spurious radiation. Bury a commercially available ground rod or copper plate under the ground and connect it to the ground terminal of the TS-440S. A thick wire, cut as short as possible, should be used for the connection. To make a good earth connection, connect the ground terminal to a grounded metal water pipe. The transceiver can be elevated for operating convenience with a bale located under the front of the transceiver on the bottom. Caution, do not use the bale to carry the transceiver. Take that from experience. 2-2-3, antenna. Caution, protect your equipment. Use a lightning arrestor. Any of the common antenna systems designed for use on the high-frequency amateur bands may be used with the TS-440S, provided the input impedance of the transmission line is not outside the capability of the automatic antenna tuner. The transmission line should be coaxial cable. An antenna system which shows a VSWR of less than 1.5 to 1 when using 50 ohm coaxial transmission line, or a system that results in a transmission line input impedance that is essentially resistive between a 20 and 150 ohms, will take power from the transceiver through the antenna tuning unit, automatic antenna tuning unit. 2-2-4, key connection. Your key should be connected as illustrated in the figure below. When using an electronic key, make sure that the polarity is set for positive. Also, always use shielded line from the key to the transceiver. Before connecting, check that the polarity is correct. The key jack provides plus 5.5 volts. Use shielded cable. 2-3, mobile. Being in compact in design, this transceiver is ideal for mobile operation. Satisfactory mobile operation is achieved through proper power and antenna connections and thoughtful transceiver installation and adjustment. Mounting bracket installation. Secure the TS-440S under the dashboard using an optional MB-430 mounting bracket. As an alternative, use strapping, making sure that the TS-440 will not slip out of place while operating the vehicle. Notes, do not install the TS-440S near the heater outlet. 2. Allow sufficient space behind the TS-440 to ensure proper ventilation. 2-3, power supply connection. Cautions, turn power switch off before connecting or disconnecting the power cable. 2. Observe polarity of battery. DC power cable. Red and white wires are positive, but black and gray wires are negative. When charging your vehicle's battery or when jumping a dead battery, always disconnect the power cable from the back of the transceiver, or damage may result to the transceiver. Connect the TS-440S power cable to the battery terminals with consideration to current requirements and noise prevention. The maximum current drawn by the TS-440S reaches between 18 and 20 amps when transmitting. Therefore, the cable should be made as short as possible using a specified fuse. Also, confirm that the power system of the car, including the battery and generator and alternator, will handle the increased load of the TS-440S. 3. Operation. 3-1. Operating controls. Front panel. I'm going to go around the radio and just list what these controls are and the number of the control. Then I'll read the description by number, even though the numbers will not coincide with the way I read these on the radio. Upper left-hand corner, power switch, number 1. Directly below that, 3 buttons. Left-hand switch, voice, number 32. Noise blanker is the center button, number 31. Attenuator, right-hand button, number 30. Directly below that is the slide switch, number 29. Left-hand position, ALC. Center position, power. Right-hand position, SWR. Directly below that switch, 3 buttons. Number 28, send-receive switch, in for send. Number 27, automatic antenna tuner switch, in for tuner, out for through. Number 26, the far right hand of those 3, automatic antenna tuner on and off, in for on and out for off. Directly below those, to the left is the microphone connector, and to the right of the microphone connector is the phone jack, standard quarter inch. Back to the top of the radio, to the right of the power switch, is number 2, the S meter. Directly below that is the mode key switches, which are used for 2 functions. There's 2 rows of switches, 10 switches total. The upper row, 1 through 5. The lower row, 6 through 0. The second function, upper row, LSB, USB, CW, AM, FM, lower row, program scan 1 on 6 and 7, program scan 2 on 8 and 9, and FSK on a number 0, or the 10th button. Directly below the keypad buttons are 2 rows of buttons, 3 in each row. Left-hand button, memory to VFO. Center button, scan. Right-hand button, clear. Bottom row, left-hand button, VFO to memory. Center button, memory in. Right-hand button, enter. Those buttons are described in number 23. And the mode key buttons, which I didn't specify, are described number 3. Going back to the top of the radio, number 4 and 5. I deal with indicator lights and frequency readouts and what have you in the readout system. Directly below that, in the very center of the radio, slightly below center, number 22 is the main tuning dial. To the right of the main tuning dial are 6 buttons, the function buttons. That's number 6. Upper left hand, RIT. Right hand, A/B. Below the RIT, XIT, to the right of that, split. Bottom of the left, the bottom row, left-hand side, T-F set, and to the right of that, A equals B. Directly below the T-F is a single button, number 21. That's the 1 megahertz button. Directly below that is the down button, number 20. And to the right of the down button, also number 20, is the up button. Those 2 are slightly larger than the 1 megahertz button. Back to the top of the radio, there are two knobs. The left-hand most of those is number 7. That's the inside button, or the inside knob. That's the mic gain. And the skirt of that knob is number 8. That's the carrier control. To the right hand of that, the inside knob, number 9, is the squelch knob. Number 10, the skirt, is the notch. That's the end of tape number 1. Go to tape number 2, K7POF.